It was a great place to check on his herd. Who knew it would one day be a place that would attract over 2,000 visitors a year to the middle of seemingly nowhere? It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in no place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Ed Harold's grandparents came to western Kansas in 1906, picking a spot to homestead sight unseen.
They built a sod house, they dug a well, which they were lucky to find water because some of the other homesteaders around here had trouble finding water. They then started raising a family and ended up with 10 children.
Ed was born on his grandfather's birthday and was named for him. He is the third generation to live and ranch here. He remembers his grandfather, who would often traverse the ranch checking his Hereford cattle.
Had a Buick car, never knew him to drive a pickup. He always drove a Buick car, and he would come out here, and this was the high point for him to observe where his cattle were, and so then he was able to go and check them out.
The spot where Ed's grandfather checked his herd was the highest elevation that afforded the best view. But over a half century after the Harolds first homesteaded this ranch, the place received a special distinction.
In 1961, Kansas was the centennial because it became a state in January 29th, 1861. And so starting about that time, high pointing was becoming kind of a trend.
When he says high pointing, he is referring to people who hit the highest points in each state. Kansas had never identified such a spot, but for its centennial, it was decided to locate it.
A man came up out of Garden City Geological Survey and looking at the topographic maps and an altimeter, and this is where he deemed it to be.
He drove a stake in the ground to mark the spot, and perhaps little else would have happened if not for the Harolds and their new pastime of climbing the highest peak in Kansas. More next time as we travel the countryside at Mount Sunflower. I'm Andrew McCray.